AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Yeah. It's Black Boy JB. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bootleg Kev Podcast. Hey, shout outs. It was a hell of a Memphis-ass week at the Bootleg Kev Show Studios this week. We had Enelie Chapa. We also got Blockboy JB. Blockboy JB, you might know him as the guy who created one of the most viral dances of all time. He signed to CMG, Yo Gotti's label. He's got a, pretty cool story. He's a Memphis crimp. Blockboy JB's on the show. That's really all you need to know. Shoot, Rover, etc. Hey, Odd Sox, they're comfortable as shit. They're fly as shit. And, I mean, they're the only socks that I wear. They're the only socks you should wear. They got all the licenses, the Scarface, the Breaking Bad, the Nickelodeons. The Cheez-Its, the Pop-Tarts. Really, whatever the fuck you're into, if you like Naruto, they got the socks, they got the underwear, they got it all, and I promise you, they're the most comfortable socks in the world. Get the Odd Socks Basics one time for the one time. Go to oddsocksofficial.com and use the promo code BootlegKev, all one word, BootlegKev, and save 20% off. Let's get to the Blockboy JB interview, motherfucker. Yo, Bootleg Kev Show, we got a special guest in here. Shout out to the homie, Blockboy JB. Welcome, man.
I appreciate you for having me, bro.
Congrats on the new album. I think it's dope that you and Tay Keith kind of collaborated on the album, because I feel like we don't be seeing that a lot. You know, like Nas and Hit-Boy have been doing it. But like back in the day, I feel like there was more like, you know, a whole, was because it fully produced. I know he executive produced it, but he do all the beats as well.
Yeah, he did all the beats.
Yeah, I think that's dope. Like obviously you guys are kind of synonymous when we think of Blockboy JB. I think of Tay Keith. That's when I first heard him. You know what I'm saying? So whose idea was it to like do a collaborative project?
Tay Keith. He called me one day. He was just like, bro, I ain't gonna lie, I think it's time for us to do the project. Cause we've been post. It was already overdue. So he just hit me with like, yeah, I think it's time for us to just do that. I was like, okay, well, since you want me to be on the old block, I'm gonna go and write the whole thing. And that's how I did it.
That's how it is, right? How dope is it to kind of just see like his, you know, like how he's leveled up in the game as far as a producer? Because like from the days of like your early stuff where we kind of first heard of Tay Keith and heard his tag, now he's like, you know, one of the biggest producers in hip hop. Like it's crazy. Like, you know, all the records he's done, like, and that's your boy too. So That's got to be dope to see.
Yeah, I'm proud of him. Every time I see him, because it's like we spoke all this shit to his instance. Like, He spoke it to existence. He said it. He said it. He always say, "Man, I'm gonna make it to the top and making beats." At first, we both used to fuck around rapping. We both were rapping, but he just like, "Man, I'm done rapping. I'm scrape beats. That's what's gonna get me on." He knew exactly what he was gonna do.
That's dope. I just saw Gotti. Did he just gift you this chain?
Yeah.
Sure. I saw that. Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
That's a big deal, man.
So
that's a serious. I mean, you have some serious jewelry, but that's got to be, I mean, the CMG chain, that's kind of official.
Yeah, it meant a lot to me.
Yeah. Was that your first, like, I mean, obviously you have chains with your own stuff on it, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, was this your first, like, you know, in hip-hop, when you get that label chain, it's a big deal. It's your first time having something like that?
Yeah, for sure.
That's dope, man. I feel like when you first came on the scene, I was a little confused about your situation. Because you were like, you had the Drake record, and that shit came out through Warner Brothers. And then you had a project come out on Empire. And I was very just like, this guy signed to like 7 different people. It's official. It's CMG, Interscope, correct?
Yeah, so.
How's everything been, man? Like, just in general?
It's been good. I've just been chilling.
I was telling we had a freestyle, and you text me. You know, we swapped information, and when you called me, it said Biggest Crip is calling. I was like, I don't know how you got your phone to do that, but that's for people who don't know, I didn't have your number saved. So if you call someone who doesn't have your number saved, it pops up Biggest Crip is calling.
Yeah, for sure.
Has that ever been like an interesting situation transpire when someone you don't know misses your call?
Nah, to be honest, I just did it probably like 3 weeks ago. So everybody I've been caught up like, who the fuck is the Biggest Crip? Like, who the fuck is the Biggest Crip? And I'm like, yeah, you know it's me, for sure.
How is the Crip culture different in Memphis, you think, than it is over here? Because we're in L.A., you know, this is the birthplace of this shit.
See, like, the other thing that's really different is it's a lot of politics out here. In Memphis, it's like you got Grape Streets, you got bounty hunters riding with Grape Streets in Memphis. It's like, but I heard they rivals. You know what I mean? They don't fuck with each other at all. But just that shit is like, that would never happen out here.
Yeah, no, out here,
But in Memphis, you got niggas, it ain't about the clique, because you got niggas that's Grape Street bounty hunter, but they cousins, they blood cousins. So they gonna ride with their blood for anything.
Not the case.
Because it's just too deep. It's too deep.
Because it's crazy. Because, like, you know, we had Dusty Locaine come by, and he's a Rolling 60, right? And, like, allegedly, he raps about it. And just like you're allegedly, yeah. But I'm like, yo, that's crazy that it's like you're Rolling 60 in this neighborhood. Like, he'd never even have visited. You know, like he when he came out to LA for the first time, he finally had like went and tapped in with like Big U and those guys. But like, it's just got to be like, it's kind of crazy. They're like, there's Grape Street and bounty hunters in Memphis.
Yeah, it's everything in Memphis.
Indeed. What do you think? Like, you know, how's the temperature in Memphis right now, man? It feels like a very divided place, depending on what part of town you're in. Like.
Yeah, it's really clicked up, grouped up, it's all type. But it ain't no gang. It's more squatted. It's like more cliques and everything.
Is it? Are you still in Memphis?
No.
Smart.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure, smart. But like, just in general, like, do you feel like it's starting to calm down a bit in Memphis? You know, obviously there's been a lot of, I mean, we lost Dolph, and it just feels like a lot of shit be going down in Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the time. You feel like that's just your city and it is what it is? Or
man, it ain't going to never calm down in the city. The city going to do what they do. So that's all I got to say about that.
That's fair. And the Grizzlies are going up.
Yeah, for sure. The Grizzlies going up, but the city is crazy. It's just, you just got to know how to move out there.
Do you feel like, because I think, I always say this, Memphis, you know, we think of like eras in hip hop when New York had it, when LA had it, Atlanta's had it for like fucking 20 years now, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like low key, like you guys kind of got it right now. Like if you think about Moneybagg Yo, yourself, and Elite Chop, I mean, we could go on and on and on and on with all the artists out of Memphis. Do you feel like right now is like Memphis's time in hip hop?
Yeah, for sure. It always have been. It always was like. They was like people, certain people that was coming up in Memphis. They always just run into a lot of violence. Nigga get locked up. Nigga get killed. Shit.
Right.
All type of shit just happened.
Yeah, I mean, I think even like back in the day, like I feel like 3-6 Mafia didn't get a lot of the credit they deserved back in the day.
Yeah.
Because like Little John and the East Side Boys kind of just took what they did and just did it in Atlanta, and it like. You know, 3-6 was like kind of they burst so much, like the crunk shit, the chanting and all that shit.
Yeah.
When you were coming up, were you fucking with Hypnotized Minds just like on some like fan shit, or was it like a little before your era?
When I was growing up, I only heard them on the radio. I didn't have no CD player or nothing like that, so I only played what was on the radio. So I used to listen to a lot of Eminem and T.I. and shit like that.
That's crazy. Eminem.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you like end up buying any Eminem albums, or you just heard what was on the radio? Like, yeah. Did you go tap in, like, dive into Eminem's catalog?
I watched some of his videos on Yahoo. You know, they used to watch, you know, Yahoo used to have videos back then.
Yeah. Shout out to Yahoo. Fuck. That didn't last long. I mean, it lasted long enough. They got paid. So a lot of people. But
then YouTube came.
And Google just fucked the whole shit up. Nobody's. When's the last time you used Yahoo as a search engine? Have you ever, like, gone to Yahoo.com and tried to find something?
I tried to log in my old Yahoo. I couldn't find my password.
The Yahoo emails. Yeah. You know, it's crazy when someone sends you an email and it says Yahoo, I judge them. They're like, yeah, shoot me an email. It's blah, blah, blah at Yahoo.com. I'm like, bro, you haven't gotten a Gmail yet? Like, what are we doing? Like you said, it's your old email. Obviously, you're not using that actively.
Nah.
When was the last time you tried to log into your MySpace?
I tried to log in it. I logged in it. I got old pictures from it. That's all I want to do, get some old pictures.
Yeah, I tried to do that shit, I don't know, maybe a year ago. And I don't know if I just forgot my password. I could not get in. Because you can't just go to, like, your old profile and, like, because it's all fucked up. Now, I think you got to log in to get your old pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, what was your top song on your MySpace profile?
Forever.
Drake?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that joint was the joint for sure.
In retrospect, a pretty crazy lineup of rappers on that record. Yeah. What was it? Eminem, Drake, Lil Wayne, Kanye.
Yeah. That's when they used to make them real songs.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't think people do that anymore?
Yeah, they do, but you know, that was when people used to real deal collab with anybody just to make music. Here and now you got certain people to be branched out.
You know what I think happened is the internet just fucked everything up, like, because now fans speculate so much about people having issues with each other when there's really no issues, that I think it's sometimes artists start to believe that shit and they end up not working with each other.
Yeah. So
I feel like back then it was just MySpace, you know, like, and if it wasn't like people had Twitter or they had Instagram story. Yeah,
it just be so much blog shit going on.
There was
on.
No, even, yeah, I mean, the blog shit, like, Nah Riot and Two Dope Boys and those sites, but even then it was, like, different, like.
It wasn't nothing messy or nothing.
It wasn't messy.
It was just more, you only seen the good, everything good that they do.
Right, because you'd have to wait for the magazine interview to drop. Yeah. Now, if someone's got a problem with someone, they just get on IG Live and just talk about killing them, like.
Yeah, it's too with an instance. Like, you can do it right now.
And like, I think people make, like people do that shit because it's so quick. You might be in an emotional state. You just turn your phone on and get that shit out on the internet, and then it's out there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that where you, like was feeling a type of way, or you put that shit online and you regretted it later?
I ain't never been just no really, really internet type of person, to be honest. I don't even. Just be on the internet, because if I got a problem, I'm just going to solve it when I see it. I tell everybody around you that I'm going to do it on the phone and everything. But I won't.
Probably shouldn't do that on the phone, though.
Nah, it ain't. Because guess what? It ain't gonna, if I'm telling a nigga something like that, I'm talking about beating a nigga ass. I ain't talking about doing nothing.
Right.
Because it's about my niggas. If I'm talking about my niggas, it's talking about whooping his ass.
Got you. What's it like? You know, I think Yo Gotti is rivaling Gucci Mane as the best hip-hop A&R of the last, like, 20 years. Because I think Gucci's if you just think of all the people who he's helped start their career, whether they were signed to him or not, I think he's the GOAT when it comes to just his ear and the A&R shit. But God, he's right there. CMG is becoming like a fucking empire. It's really dope to see. What is it like kind of having him, you know, as a mentor, as somebody who you could call on? You know, he's, you know, I respect the fuck out of Gotti. So what's that like?
It's like, basically, it's like everything, really, because, like, if I need advice on anything, I know that he done been through everything. Like, he done had ups and downs with the music, so he know how to jump back. So that's what I ask him for everything.
That's dope. Yeah, he's a man, like, and you know what's crazy is I remember I was in the studio with Gotti a couple of years ago, and he was, like, on SoundCloud, like, trying to find shit, like, new artists and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got his, like, he's super tapped in, ear to the street shit. Do you get free tickets to the soccer team that he owns now?
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't tried to get no tickets to the soccer game.
Watch soccer?
Nah,
I don't. Yeah, watch me soccer either. Like that.
I watched a couple games before, but I ain't watch. It's just too long, and it takes too long for you can watch a whole game. But nobody.
To me, it's like hockey on grass, but without fighting.
See, I watch hockey
because there's fighting, and it's smaller.
Not because it's fighting. It's just they be real deal rough as a mother.
Right.
They be ramming niggas and shit. Because they don't always fight. They just be tough as hell.
Nah, like, but you get slammed into a glass fucking wall like 20 times.
NBA. Just imagine NBA like that.
If the NBA had even something similar, the people who'd be getting contracts would be so different. That'd bring Charles Oakley out of retirement. Fucking your boy Zebo would have never retired because he'd still be getting $25 million a year just to fuck people up into the fucking wall.
Yeah, but they need to put one of them buttons on 2K.
They need to do a NFL Blitz. Well, they did. They did NBA Street. So I guess they did do that, right? Well, they did NBA Jam. What are we talking about? Of course. Technically, NFL Blitz is the NBA, is the NFL's version of NBA Jam. Yeah. NFL Blitz was fire.
And NBA Street.
NBA Street, Volume 1 and 2 was that shit, though.
Yeah.
You used to do those combos where you're fucking handling. Oh, so good. I heard that they're doing a new one, though. I sure hope so.
If they do it, it's crazy.
Ja Morant got to be lit on there.
I need to make a new Def Jam.
Def Jam Vendetta? I have it on my phone. I got a PSP I installed on my phone. The one I showed you?
Yeah, you too.
So that's the first thing I downloaded was Def Jam Vendetta.
I got it on GameCube.
GameCube is a slept-on system. We never give GameCube its flowers. Great GameCube system. Tough, are you sure. A big gamer?
Yeah, I be playing the game a lot.
You play a lot of old shit, like go back and like tap in?
I play the old shit, but I don't play too much new shit. New shit, I play Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I heard that it's getting like, well, I didn't. He told me that it's getting like, it's glitchy, the new one.
Oh, yeah. I ain't never seen the glitch. I guess that's only on Rebirth. I don't play Rebirth.
I don't know. I don't play that shit at all. You know, when those games started popping, bro, I just realized I was too late because I hopped on and I got killed and then I got killed and then I got killed again. And I just was like, all right, well, listen, I missed the wave. Everyone who's playing it already is way advanced.
Shit, that's how I started. But shit, you gotta learn. Gotta get on your feet and walk.
And then I got a little fucking 11-year-old kid calling me a gay slur on a fucking microphone. I'm like, what am I doing this for? Why am I subjecting myself to fucking virtual murder, both vocally and literally? You know, do you ever talk shit to people on the game? Like, you got the headset and shit?
Nah, I don't get too much time to talk to them. I just be playing. If I'm talking shit, it's to one of my niggas, because I done got real deal to two of the nigga over the guy, and the nigga be doing dumb shit.
Oh, so you've beefed out. What did the guy do in the game that had you, like, actually literally mad, like, for real?
Man, I told my nigga MT to get a motherfucking search box, and this nigga went and got a most wanted. So the most wanted make you everybody. He talking about some. He gonna get the money like that. I'm like, bro, you can go get the search box. You gonna get all this back. This nigga went and got the most wanted. Got killed in 15 seconds, bro. I like, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I'm done playing with you. Got the guy. Done.
I don't know what any of that means because I've not played.
If you knew, if you know, you know. If you don't,
he
know.
Knows.
That's why he laughing. He, Jesus.
Damn. is your online handle like Biggest Crip or Blockboy JB or something?
Just Blockboy JB. I ain't got no numbers.
You ever have motherfuckers hit you like, man, you ain't the real Blockboy JB. You full of shit.
Yeah, some folks just be like this. I ain't Blockboy JB, but it don't be like that often because I don't play with random. I just play with my folks.
Play with your homies.
Yeah.
That's dope. Have you ever tried to do the Twitch thing?
I tried, but man, it take too long. They want me to do 7 days, play the game 7 days out the week.
Mm.
I can't do that. Like, we'll record. I can play it, but I can't record. Just keep setting up the camera and doing it for 7 days.
I heard T Grizzly's making some real fucking money doing that shit.
Yeah, for sure. It's money.
T Pain's making a lot of money doing it.
There's money there, but you got to do them 7 days first. I ain't had time to sit down and do 7 days yet.
Wait, you got to play 7 days in a row?
Seven days in a row live. You got to play 7 days in a row for like 2 hours.
I mean, knock it out, man. That's a nice revenue stream. You're going to play games anyway.
Yeah,
give you a chance to get your personality out there. Also gives you a chance to say some stupid shit, forgetting that you're live on the internet. So you might, you know. I couldn't do Twitch
because
I'd get canceled if I did Twitch because I would totally forget that I'm fucking live and there's like people watching and I would definitely get canceled. I'm out of here, bro.
Yeah, I get canceled too because I got folks that just run around and just say something.
Just the way I talk like to my friends, it's just not, it's very 2004, not very 2022.
Yeah.
It'd be a wrap for me. What's up, y'all? Got to interrupt the Bootleg Kev podcast. We have a brand new sponsor. And I love this sponsor. I've been giving them my money for a long time. It's about time they gave some back. MyBookie. Yes, that's right. If you are a gambler, if you're not a gambler, let me tell you, MyBookie is the best place to go. All right. Super Bowl season is here. Super Bowl 56 is right here. And trust me, MyBookie's double deposit bonus is something you don't want to miss. If you sign up at MyBookie now, use the promo code BOOTLEG, that's BOOTLEG, to have your first deposit matched instantly up to $1,000. So if you put $1,000 in, they'll match your $1,000 and you can get in on all the action for Super Bowl 56. I mean, seriously, Joe Burrow versus Matthew Stafford. The Rams are playing the Super Bowl at home in L.A. What does that even mean? Because none of these home games, I've been to them. It's a lot of outdoor fans coming in. The 49ers took that place over twice in the last month. We'll see how the Bengals fans show up. All right, this is the most important game of the year. It's the biggest game of the year, and you can get paid by watching it. MyBookie's giving you everything you need to do it. With that double your money, you can double your winnings. And the best starting point for the big game is these Super Bowl prop bets. They're fun. Anybody can do these, right? Hey, mom, what color do you think the Gatorade's going to be to get spilled at the end of the game? Hey, what about that coin flip? Is it heads or is it tails? Whatever it is Matthew Stafford going to throw a stupid-ass interception? Probably. Is Joe Mixon going to score a touchdown? I like it. I don't know. Get in on that prop back action. And listen, even if you don't pick on who's going to win, you could be a winner, all right? It's a great look. The prop bets are the most fun for the Super Bowl. So don't miss out. Head to MyBookie. Double your first deposit up to $1,000 by using the promo code BOOTLEG. Place your bets. Get ready for the unmatched excitement for that Super Bowl. That is $1,000 in free money that they will match. So you deposit $1,000, they match $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Let's get back to the podcast. With this album, do you feel like you feel like you got like something to prove with this project?
Yeah, I got a lot to prove. I just really, it ain't even a lot. It just basically, I just feel like a lot of stuff that goes over their head because I rap too fast, so I had to slow it down, and I actually haven't wrote a song since Rover. So I started back writing and getting back to the old, like everything, taking my time.
Your old format.
Yeah.
So let's be clear. When you say you haven't wrote a song since Rover, you mean like writing it down in your phone or before you would just freestyle, punch in?
Yeah, punch in, freestyle. Yeah.
Do you feel like writing? Because, you know, nowadays everyone punches in. And I think there's a gift and a curse with it, like you said, because you don't really take your time.
I feel like it's lazy. I just feel like, because at first, that's how I came up off of writing. So I feel like if you came up off of writing and you go to freestyling and you changing on your whole, like, ground up game. Like, you came from the ground up.
And it's right.
Like, you sitting up here doing some stuff that ain't even help you. You ain't come on like this, so why you doing this? It's like a nigga going, being a comedian, and then just jump to being a rapper. It's like, you ain't go up doing this. You got to stay doing this because this is what all your fans want you to do.
Yeah. No, that's real. So this is kind of like you're back. This whole album you were writing, it's kind of like, you know, I guess the title of the album says it all, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Just back to the shit that got you here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like, because your shit, like, when we think of, like, Look Alive and Rover and Shoot, these records were pre-TikTok, right?
Yeah, for sure.
TikTok is like kind of, I mean, as big as those songs were, the plaques you got off of them and the money you made and all that, man, I'm just like, damn, this shit is would have been crazy on TikTok.
Yeah, for sure.
Has there been any sort of effort with these TikTokers? They just resurrected the jerk shit. What's that shit called? The New Boys, the Jerk. That's the thing on TikTok. Have they tried to, like, obviously, your signature dance that we all know about.
Yeah, they done did it a lot. I done seen it a lot, but I don't know how to work TikTok like that.
It's a lot. It's not like Instagram. There's a lot of go, bro. There's an art to that shit. It's like editing a fucking music video to get a good TikTok, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
So you just got on TikTok?
Yeah, I just got on TikTok.
Man, you got to go crazy on TikTok, bro. I feel like your personality, that's where it's at. I was when someone just told me TikTok's the new SoundCloud. That's where everyone's discovering music now, which kind of sucks because I'm not on TikTok. I hate that shit, man. My son and my wife be on that shit nonstop. What record? If someone were to just put the album in, well, they're not listening to CDs anymore. If someone pulls your shit up on Apple Music, this new album. If you choose one song for someone to listen to, what would be the one song you'd want them to listen to?
No Chords, Part 13.
That's the intro, right?
From the get go, just the first song. If you tell me that shit ain't hard, you is just you is capping. Like, you a hater, and a capper. It's like, you can't even say that it ain't hard.
This is the 13th version of the No Chorus you've done?
Yes.
I like that.
I feel like it's like top three of my No Chorus. So, shit, niggas say that it ain't, the nigga head can't nod when they playing this song. First off, the beat, you gonna be nodding. If you can't nod to what I'm saying, you just, hey.
Was there ever a Tay Keith beat that you either recorded on or you passed up on, right, that you heard later that became like a smash?
No, but then I've been some songs that I done heard, some beats that I done had before people that he done said that they were for like that. But
so you had them like in your email and then, oh shit, now it's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What, give me an example of one.
I can't remember because it was like, because it don't happen often. It ain't happened in 2 years because I told him, I was like, man, look. You just set my beats aside, when you send me the beats, I'm a heart the ones that I'm using, and if I ain't using them, just you can do whatever you want to them.
Yeah, like I need my shit. Don't send them out to everybody, because what if you write to it and then it, you know,
yeah, so whatever,
then it ends
whatever,
up on Travis
like
Scott's
I
album.
This album, whatever I wrote to, I hearted it, so he knew exactly what I wrote to, so it wouldn't be.
This is all in an iMessage, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like that, just hearting everything. Shout out to Tay Keith. If there was another producer in the game that you could do an album with besides Tay Keith, who would it be?
Metro.
That'd be fire.
For sure.
Shout out to Metro. Your city has, you know, an amazing just landscape of artists right now. And I mean, always, right? Who would you put in your top five Memphis rappers of all time? And you can't say yourself, because that goes without saying. You would be in there, right?
Mm-hmm. Shiesty.
Free Bag. Hand. He's on the album.
Yeah, right? For sure. Free Shiesty. Bag. Gotti. Chopper. 3'6".
I like that. And Ellie Choppa always had told me that you guys have a really, like you kind of helped give him some game.
Hold on. I'm missing motherfuckers. 30, too. I can't. You got to add 30. 30 for sure.
Yeah, big 30?
Yeah, nah. I can't forget 30.
30, yeah. Well, that's 6 then.
Yeah, I added 6.
Yeah. Talk about your relationship with Ellie Choppa, because I remember when the first couple times I'd hung out with him, he said that like he really like you guys were really locked in and like you kind of
my dog like back in the day shit like when me and Choppa we didn't grow up knowing each other but like me coming up I used to do these little Instagrams so I made the Instagram live so I used to go live and I used to check motherfuckers on there so I done fucked around and looked at Choppa. Now me and Choppa had a little roast session. And ever since then I just knew him. So every time I went on my live, I added Choppa before he even started rapping. So he sent me some shit. He was like, he had a song and shit. He sent me the song, and then he dropped the video, and motherfucker went crazy. I was like, yeah, he did it.
Yeah, he's doing his thing, for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't even think he's 18 yet. He might have just turned 18.
Yeah, he's 18.
He must have just turned 18. That's kind of crazy to think that kid's done all he's done, and he's barely just became old enough to buy a pornography magazine. Ain't that some bullshit? Yeah, be 18 to buy a Playboy. The fuck's going on out here? All right, well, look, the album is out. Appreciate you pulling up, man. Are you on Xbox or are you on PlayStation?
Xbox.
Well, go find him on Xbox, and maybe he'll let you in on the crew. And you know, don't go for the most wanted. If what's it called, a survivor box? Is that what it's called?
Nah. The scavenger.
You guys are fucking in.
Yeah, I'm locked in for sure. I play that.
I'm wondering, do you have a relationship with any of the guys on the Grizzlies?
I fuck with Ja.
Ja Morant? I mean, he'd be the guy, right? He's that motherfucker right now.
Mm-hmm. I used to fuck with Crowder when he was in Memphis, too.
Oh, my boy manages Jay Crowder. Now he's on the Suns, and that's the best team in the NBA.
Crowder used to have me turned at the games on my mama.
Yeah, Jay Crowder is a good dude, and, you know, he's on the best. He upgraded teams.
It was one game. He was at. He told me he was like, "Man, I'm gonna hit this buzzer beater," and then come down, and drop pass on the ball. That boy hit the three.
Hit it.
Wow. Won the game.
Shout out to him. He was only on the Grizzlies for a little bit too.
Yeah.
They traded him to Miami, right?
Then he went to Phoenix.
Now he's in Phoenix, the best team in the NBA. It's a factual statement. We have the best record, and it's not close. Anyway, well, listen, Blockboy JB.
What you trying to say about the Grizzlies now? Come on now.
What I'm trying to say is...
Hold on now. If
the Grizzlies run into the Suns in the playoffs, it's going to be ugly for y'all.
It's going to be ugly for y'all.
We have the... What? Are we... Do you watch basketball?
Do you watch basketball? We ain't even got the team yet. We got injured motherfuckers and still winning.
DeAndre Ayton has played like 18 games this year, and we have the best record in the league. We don't even have 10 losses yet.
How many games did I play?
I don't fucking know.
He missed down there almost 10 for sure.
Nah,
come on now. And that was going crazy. All right,
this is the deal.
Yeah, let y'all leave. Let Devin Booker go out. What y'all gonna do?
Win?
No.
We beat the Warriors when Devin Booker was out.
And how many times I lose against sorry motherfuckers?
Not many, because let's do this. If the Grizzlies and the Suns play in the playoffs, we need to do a wager.
All right.
I'm down.
You got my number.
We could do money. I could send you a Devin Booker jersey. You got to wear it. Post it on social media. If
I got a song called Devin Booker.
You have a song called Devin Booker?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
So.
How the fuck? Wait a minute. You have a song called Devin Booker and you over here lying to YouTube about the Grizzlies being better than the Suns? You're lying to these.
I said Devin Booker. Devin Booker without Devin Booker.
So you love Devin Booker?
He cool. I fuck with him.
Do you have a song called Ja Morant?
No.
Of course not, because Devin Booker's better.
I don't say, man. I would say that.
Hey, listen, guys.
One-on-one, Devin Booker getting his ass trumped by Ja Morant.
Listen, boys, let's
with a broke ankle.
I'm not sure that's true, but what I do know is you're from Memphis. You have a song named after a Phoenix Sun.
Because I fuck with Devin Booker.
but you don't fuck with Ja Morant that much because you don't got a Ja Morant song.
Because look, I said they Devin booked them like the Phoenix Suns.
Okay. Well, listen, I like the line. By the way, was this, what year did this song come out?
No, it just came out.
Oh, it just came out.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I got to play that shit in Phoenix. Look,
I was fucking with them. I was fucking with them when they were finna win the championship.
Did you send the song to Devin Booker?
No, not yet.
You should send it to him.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to him, but he still can't beat Jado.
I mean, the Suns can beat the Grizzlies, though. I mean.
With a full team, they probably do if my boy Jared Jackson beat bullshit. But other than that.
Jared Jackson is not on the Grizzlies anymore.
He gone?
He's been gone.
Yeah, but Jared Jackson Jr. is not gone.
What? Crazy. He's in the
Pistons. JJ3?
He's on the Pistons right now, bro.
No. No.
Oh, wait. I'm thinking of Josh Jackson.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Josh Jackson. Mm-hmm. Jaren Jackson. Come on, by the way, you want to hear something crazy about Jaren Jackson? He raps.
Yeah, I know.
Did you know that?
I be hearing him. My folks say he in the studio.
It's not good, though.
He recorded
some music, and I was there, and he asked me what I thought. I said, hey, man, listen, bro, I think you should focus on, you should just focus on that basketball.
You tell him that.
Yeah, I did.
I ain't gonna lie, nigga tell me some shit like that, boy, I'm be hot. I would be ready to throw it.
This was right before he got drafted. And I was like, yeah, man, like, you know, you should probably just worry about the basketball shit. Like, this rap shit ain't for everybody. I think he does it as a hobby, like it's fun. Yeah. My brain is broken.
All it takes is a couple years. It can be perfected. He can come out there and be sounding like Wayne.
Yeah, but why? He's not gonna make any money.
You never know.
Damian Lillard isn't making any money off of his music. He's not recouping. Maybe he's making a little bit of money, but like he's also making $35 million a year.
Might not compare it to his basketball money, but it's a cool thing. Just know that you got some loot.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I was thinking of Josh Jackson. Josh Jackson, the Suns traded Josh Jackson to the Grizzlies, and then you guys released him, and then now he's on the Pistons. Jaren Jackson Jr., he's a beast. He is a beast. He's been out a lot, too. So.
Ain't fucking with Ja Morant. Nobody ain't fucking with Ja Morant.
I mean, nobody?
Not even a player.
Listen, man, make it fucking Curry. Call me when you make a Ja Morant song.
Curry, he cool. I ain't gonna lie, Curry give him buckets, but.
Kevin Durant?
No, we talking about point guards.
Oh.
Devin Booker
healthy?
Is a point guard in my eyes.
No, he's a shooting guard.
He's a point guard.
He's a shooting guard.
What
by definition.
He's a point guard. He just played the two.
Chris Paul's the point guard, bro.
Okay, Chris Paul don't be doing all that. He don't do nothing but pass the ball. Guess what Devin Booker do?
Shoot the ball because he's a
Devin
shooting
Booker
guard.
Set the plays. He set the plays and pass it to Chris Paul so Chris Paul can run through the ugly look and throw it somewhere else. That's why he don't. You know, you know the point guard never get the assists like that all the time.
Listen,
not
man,
all the time.
He's a shooting guard.
Yeah, I know. What I'm saying the point guard don't never get the assists all the time.
Chris Paul does. He leads.
Because he don't play the point like that. He don't play. He don't run the plays. Who run the plays? Who go around the ball all the time?
Chris Paul.
Devin Booker.
I watch every single Suns game.
Man, when I see the guys, he watch Devin Booker.
I have NBA League Pass. The Suns games don't come on TV here,
I have to watch.
I
got League Pass, too.
Mm. You watch your Grizzlies?
Yes, I watch the Grizzlies.
Mm. But hey, look, you guys are on fire. The new album is out. Shout out to the album. Go get that thing. And I look forward. I hope you get on Twitch.
Yeah, I hope. I do the set. Do the Grizzlies play the Suns song.
Hold on. They might play on Sunday.
I know for a fact they're going to trim their ass.
Hold on.
By 10 or more.
Okay. So just so we're clear, the Suns beat the Grizzlies by 25 points on November 12th. The Suns beat the Grizzlies by 25 points on November 12th. So that's already happened. Then you guys beat the Suns by 1 point. By one.
Hey, who was playing? Ja Morant was gone, huh?
No, he played. Look, he played.
When they beat them by
one? Yes. By 25 points. Ja Morant played. This is the box score to the game. That's who all played. Fucking everybody played, and y'all lost by 25 points. Listen, man. Don't disrespect my sons. We out here. There's a reason why you made a Devin Booker song, and it's because you're really a Suns fan. The next time they play is
April. I'm a Celtics fan, really.
What the fuck?
If you want to be honest.
You're a Celtics fan?
I got a tatty.
What?
The Celtics, fuck yeah, I love on a good game.
He's a Celtics fan. I digress. We're done.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.